B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Riviere University. Transform your future with a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviere University. Choose from programs in business, nursing, psychology, and public health. Learn more today at RivierRadio.com. LBF, what's cool?
Nearly 2 out of every 10 women have done this in a dressing room.
Oh, hello.
Bob.
What? Oh, no?
You have to wait for it.
Well, I can't.
Yeah.
but I will. That's a good tease right there.
Thanks.
Okay, Brian Bell.
It's a great day for a classic New England treat today.
It is.
I got your lunch ready.
Two good ones, guys. Look at that.
Well, surprised.
We're raising the bar. What do you got, Bob?
The bar. I got the bar, but I'm going to tell you the 5 candy bars.
Oh!
Yeah. I've raised the bar. That you want to stay away from.
Oh.
The good news is they're the worst.
Okay. Excellent.
In my IMO.
Your opinion?
Yeah, okay. Go, LBL. Yeah.
All right. Have you ever been like this? In a dressing room?
Yeah. Why can't I get new clothes? What the f***? Nothing fixed me!
What is that?
That is women in dressing rooms.
Is that what's going on?
Crying. 2 out of 10 women cry in dressing rooms. This is an interesting fact because...
Is it bathing suits?
Half of women don't like shopping. You know, like everyone's like, oh, women like shopping.
Yeah.
No, I don't like shopping. Nightmare.
Okay.
They hate shopping for new clothes. They cry in the dressing room. And the most stressful item to shop for, what do you think?
It's got to be a bathing suit.
No, sir.
Really?
It's a bra.
Oh.
I got to tell you, it is stressful.
Really?
One time I got stuck in a sports bra in a Marshall's dressing
stuck
room.
In a sports
and
bra.
I've never sweated more.
Are you serious?
It was awful.
You couldn't get it off?
I couldn't get it off. I was
you
like, I'm like, they are going
to
have
cut it off at home.
Wow.
I finally struggled out of it, but I thought they were going to have to get like those, you know, seatbelt scissors. To get
wow.
It out. I was stuck.
True confession.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys tried on bras in the dressing room. I thought you just had your size and you go.
No, let's
really?
Not, no.
Huh.
It's not that simple for me, anyway.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You want the right
fit. Well, then, because if I get it home and I can't get out of it, it's like, you're going to
try Dave will help.
On.
I'd like to think.
I don't know.
All right, fine.
It was
scissors. Okay, Brian.
Wow.
Now that we've learned that, what do you got?
What a visual, huh?
What I got.
I'll stop hitting on you now.
Sweating in the net. Yeah.
Got your lunch for you. It is.
Thank you.
Today is National Fluffernutter Day.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better than a good fluffernutter.
Yeah.
You know,
eat enough of those, you'll get stuck in a sports bra,
yes,
too.
You will.
And fluff goes all the way back. It was the brainchild of Paul Revere's great, great, great granddaughter, Emma Curtis of Melrose.
No.
She started doing marshmallow cream in 1913. Another guy started his own company in like around just before World War II in Somerville.
Oh, okay.
And he's the guy who sold it to the people who make it now, who have the factory in Lynn.
Yeah.
But you know what? The Fluffernutter wasn't an actual sandwich, like the Fluffernutter sandwich, until 1960. That's when they started marketing it as a sandwich. It was just an ad campaign. I think it worked pretty well.
It's very much New England. I've traveled the country, as you know, and worked in different markets.
Yeah.
Except for Cincinnati at WKRP, but but I've been up and down the dial, and nobody outside of New England wants a Fluffernutter.
I would try. They just don't know.
No, they didn't know. I turned one of our neighbors. We turned them on to it, and you thought we just handed them a sack of gold.
I know.
They love it.
Parents who are like, finish that Fluffernutter, you don't get dessert. I'm like, that is dessert.
I know.
They're finishing dessert.
Candy, finish your lunch.
All right. Speaking of candy, here we go. These are the 5 candy bars you should avoid if you're counting calories. Don't sneak your hand into these candy bar jar. You ready? Number 5, Mr. Good Bar.
Who even eats that
exactly
anymore? It's a 70s movie.
Exactly. Chocolatey Payday.
No.
Yeah.
Don't. It's
no,
high calorie. Number 3 is Baby Ruth.
Mm-mm.
High calorie.
Enjoy that one.
Number two is Milky Way.
I love a Milky Way. Mm.
High calorie.
I love a fun size Milky Way. Mm.
They're fun, but high calorie.
Are you okay. surprised?
And the one I'm not a fan of any of these. Three Musketeers is
just
the number one most calorie dense candy bar.
Say no to nougat.
That's what it is. It's the nougat.
It's terrible. It's a funny word.
Look at you. Thinking we want to eat candy bars, and you're thinking we're calorie counter.
Yeah, yeah, there's that.
That's good. That's yeah. good. That's yeah. rich, Bob.
Say, which one of these candy bars is not going to make me fat? Good luck.
The new kale bar.
Yeah. Ooh.